And you can cut it today and bale it tomorrow. It's dry. Then we haul it in the barn, it don't get wet.
Now that's something there.
Yes, sir. Now they've invented a new one. I got a nephew that works with Crane Brothers over in Cameron Parish. And he goes and comes every day. And he stops here every morning, drinks a cup of coffee. Well, he married a daughter to the Winch's grocery store up on the other side of the first store this way, the next one over there. Runs Exxon gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he married his daughter, and this man cuts, he cuts a lot of hay during the summertime. And he furnishes this boy, his son-in-law, he gives him a hay free. He don't even pay the baling twine. So he went to Lafayette and he run into one of these new types. It cuts with two knives. And he throws it right back behind. These others, it cuts it sideways, you know. Boy, he said, this is a wonderful thing. So he bought one, $1,900, just for a hay cutter, and gave it to his father-in-law. I says, Warren Dale, you give that to him? He says, yes, sir. He says, I get enough hay out of him every year for nothing. And he says, I knew he needed one. Now, Glenn, he's got one with a condenser. That's the one we use. He cuts our hay. And we all work together here. When it comes to hay time, and sometime I've got 25, 30 men out there in the pasture.
Do you ever get a second
cutting?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, often. That's usually the best. Now okay. This ryegrass, you see, we plant a lot of ryegrass every year. And I've got 2 50-acre tracts on the north side here, and I've got 1 50-acre tract on the south side. That's been planted solid with ryegrass. Well, we've got the cattle grazing in there now.
Yeah.
And when it gets time, well, we're going to, we done fertilized it. We're going to cut them off, one or two of them blocks. We got fences, cross, gates, everywhere on each side. If you decide, here I got 2 50-acre tracts, as I'm telling you, got a 5 barbed wire fence all the way through. Well, then I got a gate that goes in each one of those 50-acre tracts. I've got 50 acres there, we got it fenced off. We got a gate on the back side, we got a gate on the front.
Yeah.
On both sides. Sometimes if it rains a plenty, it gets kind of boggy, you know. So we go through one a while and through the other, and we had to do that for the rice. And we shut them off, and then we cut that ryegrass, makes some of the finest hay you ever used.
What do you have to drive your cattle to pasture down here? In other words, how do they go through the fields? It's pretty treacherous to let them get out in the swamp, I'm sure.
Well, we don't let them get out.
Okay.
Well, we get together with some of the neighbors. Now, you take us here, we don't work with horses at all. Period. Our work with our cattle is on a tractor.
Mm-hmm.
We get out there, we go and feed them, we load a tractor. Them things will follow us. I don't care where you go. They're going to be right behind you trying to catch it off of the... We build a carrier and put it on your three-point hitch, you see. Raise it up or lower it. And my bachelor's son that's here, he goes out there when the cow's got a little calf. He brings a bucket of feed,